birthday sugyas, a Tishati Barat, Iburin Shalmatzah, that's a Haray. It's a loaded sugya, which the Gemara goes through quickly. It looks like Rashi wants to apologize why the Gemara goes through so quickly. Rashi says, Tishati Burat, Piske Halakhase. At the bottom of Rashi, that the Gemara takes such a yanin and runs through them. So let's spend a little bit of time. Anybody who looks in the Rush sees that the Rush on the first paragraph ends pretty much over here. After this, I'd like to move a little more quickly to finish up the Dr. Dalit so that we can go to the second paragraph. But these few members here are very loaded, so here, so we'll try to spend a little bit of time on it. Teshet Tiburim Shalmatza of Echad Shulchani. You have nine piles of matzah and one pile of chametz. Va'arta achbar b'shaka. And an achbar came, almost older, an achbar came to shakal, I took one of them. V'yadinan imatza shakal v'ichametz shakal. Obviously it took one, and it didn't run out into the field with it, otherwise there'd be no problem. So it took one and ran away. We don't know if it took chametz or it took matzah. Hainu tesha chanuyah. That's the case of tesha chanuyah. But the Gemara doesn't say what the halach is. Pirish va'atza akhra v'shakal, hainu say. So please now, this, you say this like a Mishnah, this man, or the Tanya. Tesha chanuyah is kula maichrin v'asar nevela. Kumas v'shuta, v'akas mechal is v'asar nevela. V'laka miyachas mehen. And somebody, this means a human being, went and he took from one of them. They made the man lock out. He doesn't know from which one he took. They say, Arthur. If a yin saw halachachar, right? This is the important rule, two rules. One rule is kavua, kol kavua kamechsa amechsagami. And one rule is called kol the parish meruva parish. There's a city, we got nine trefa butcher stores and one kasha. A person comes home with meat, and he doesn't know which store he went to. He thought all the stores are kosher, and he doesn't look at the sign. He doesn't remember where he went. So called kavua kamechsa amechsa means that it's considered a suffix gomor, and the meat is trace, baker derash v'chuk. It's a suffix nevela, and therefore the meat is considered to be trace, v'halacha. Called the parish, meruba parish means that if you go to the street, you find a piece of meat on the floor, and you pick up the meat. So it's right for the butcher stores in town. Akasha, you're allowed to eat the meat. You're allowed to eat it. That's called the parish, meruba parish. These are halachis that are halachis kivuim. There's no machlaikis. It's a klal and shas. Kol kavua kanas al nechsa. Called the parish, meruba parish. The svara. So which one is more svara? Obviously. Called the parish is a part of the svara. You go, that's right. Called the parish, move a parish. Something was parish from right, so we assume you go, that's right. That's very logical. Even though most of us would feel funny if you find a piece of meat in the street, taking it and eating it, but, you know, if you're walking in the neighborhood and you find a piece of meat in the street, so it's considered a kasha, because right of the stores in town are kasha. Called the kavua kanefta master dummy. Anybody can tell me the svara for called kavua kanefta master dummy? Why should it be master dummy?
It's a mahalan.
It's not a tradition. It's not a tradition. It could be. Right. But called kavua is a kula too. And we need to draw banan, and nine would be trey, and one would be kasher. And you find, and you would be called kavua kanefta master. You say that it's a subject of our kula.
Only when it's one step.
He only went into one, therefore. If the yeshiva thing to try to figure out a svara of kol kavua. I remember when I was in yeshiva, we tried to work out the svara of kol kavua, but the truth is it's a zeres hakasim. The truth is that it's a zeres hakasim. Even though the logic we start to say is something that we argue about, but it's no lamaita, it's not so. Kol kavua kamefta mefzadami is a zeres hakasim. We're not a pasuk, and it's not important for now what the limud is. Just to know that kol kavua kamefta is zeres hakasim. Any that kavua is kamefta al mefzadami, and And that's fine. What? So Tosfos here tells us, Tosfos here in Tosfos Shnei says, that the Kaviyas is the place where the suffix began. Where did the suffix start? When you were in the store, there was no suffix. So that's the Kaviyas. When it's parish from the place where the suffix begins, that's called parish. When it's in its place where there is no suffix, that's called what? And when it's parish, that's considered a suffix. Now, if we have time, we'll get to how to work that out. It's not so simple, but that's the basic rule. In fact, if I can get in the end of the sentence.
Yes.
Okay.
I have 10 stories.
Why do we say kokavua?
Yeah, I understand why
kokavua. Yeah, it's good you don't understand, so I don't understand either. There's a kasus. There's no clear svara for kokavua can I tell that. It's a gerit kasus that if you go to makam kediyusa and you take something, so kokavua can I tell that to dami. If a woman goes to be mizana, she goes to a man, and later she's not sure if it's a Jew or a guy, and right people in the town are Jews, and a mir is a guy. So if she went to the man to be mizana, then she has to be chayshah, he's a guy. And she'll become after the guy. A woman is mizana with a guy, he's after the guy. Mizana with a guy, what's the guy? So if a woman says, you have a balas tshuva, she was mizana when she was, before she was from. So yes, she wants to marry a guy, yes. Was it mizana with a guy? Well, yes. So she has no clue, it didn't matter to her. It depends. If the mizana came to her, she go bust it right. She went to the mizana, so it was kokavua, then it came out from after them. Then even if it's a situation where it was right, you didn't know there. As long as there was some guy in there for sure, so kokavua came out from after. Why is it stuck in there like Muslim? If you have a reason that you went into the kosher butcher store, you're right. But I'm talking about someone who doesn't know. He's in Sukkot because he went into the church. He thought all the butcher stores are kosher. He came to Brooklyn. He thought, Flatbush, everything's got to be kosher. They don't even remember where he was. And that people like that. From that account, they come into Flatbush, they think every store is kosher. If you come home today and your mother serves you supper, and you say, where'd you buy the meat? And your mother says, I don't know, you don't have to throw it out. Because she knows to go into a kosher store. I'm talking about a case with a legitimate suffix. The person has a reason to be the suffix. You don't know which store he went. Now, we spoke out a while ago, the machlaikis between the Chachmas Adam, the Dinas Adam, and the Nesivim. The machlaikis was, remember the case? The 9 kosher butcher stores. One trefer butcher store, and the trefer butcher store sells more trefer meat than all the 9 kosher butcher stores put together. And a yid went, and it's polished. He finds meat in the street, and he's not sure if he bought it from the 9 kosher, one of the 9 kosher, or the trefer one. So you find meat in the street, so why do you go according to? So I think everybody here said this far is to go. According to whom? When you read me, and that's what we all thought. That was the sheet, I remember. Whose sheet was that? That was the Chachmas Adam. Sorry. I'm correct. He said that you go according to right meat. That's very misogynistic. You go according to right meat, and if you go according to right meat, if you find meat in the street, it's most likely whatever right meat in the city is. Chachmas Adam said no. I just said to call the parish rule. What? Right. Right. He sells more meat than all the other 9 combined. Could happen. I say during the 9 days. So. We still don't have that much meat.
How about
that?
What?
When you go to the store, the chachmas said you go to the meat. I said, no. It was parish from one of these 10 places. We don't know which of the 10. If I meet in the street, came from one of these 10 places. So why should I say it came from that one place? It could have come from 9 other places. The question is, where did it come from? So you go according to the right place. That was the svara of the Chavetz Chaim. And we all agreed that the Chavetz Chaim is svara of the meat it has been. If I find a piece of meat in the street, you don't know from which store it is. Lamaisa, there are 1,000 pieces of meat walking around town. that came out of stores. What's the difference where they came from? It dropped from somebody. And if most of the pieces of meat are not kosher, it should be not kosher. So I said then, when we get to Tesla days, we'll see a Svara, hopefully, to the Chabad Das, and that's what I'd like to get to there. There's a famous Yeshiva Shikash. Certain questions which, you know, always catch everybody. My favorite is, yes, people, you know, Bari Vishema, Bari Yadis, right? There's a Yeshiva question. Bari Vishema, Bari Yadis, why don't you get Vishema on Eagle? He could have said he's a Bari. If it's people not holding the Sugya, usually you'll catch them. It's very hard to think of a Svara. The Svara maybe should be obvious. So I'm not going to talk about Bari Vishema, but here, this is a question like that. The question is, if we have a rule, Kokav Lokamesa Mesodon, a couple of parish and a rule of parish, so the Torah said Kokav Lokamesa Mesodon. It's just Kokav. That means if I go into a butcher store, I have to assume it's 50-50 which butcher store I went to. If I find meat in the street, call the parish and rule the parish, that's the Svara. But wait, whatever was parish, where did it come from, this meat? It came from a butcher store. So it came from a Malachim Kneel. The meat didn't rain from the sky, it came from a butcher store. So the meat that was parish came from a Malachim that was Kavua. And the Torah says that called Kavua can have come after them. So when I find meat in the street, I should say, where did it come from? 50-50. It came from a place that the Gzeres HaKasher is 50-50. If that place was a kosher place or a shaper place. So why did I say that on every parish, call the parish move a parish? Yeah, but call the parish came from a kriyas. And we have this Gzeres HaKasher, which overrides right, and says Kavua can have done after. So the Mela can say that anything which is parish is also connected on that. It had to come from the store, somebody had to buy it from the store. You're the cashier. Anybody have a suggestion?
That's
the
reason.
Wow. Called the parish is a just cause.
No,
of course, it's a just cause. Okay, so why don't I use that as Eretz HaKasher to tell me that if I find it in the street, it's awesome because it came from stores that were 50-50.
So make difference between delivery
trucks? No, because then you would have to go into regular delivery trucks. And all the country delivery trucks, we have customs that the delivery trucks also cook and look at the rest of us. They're going to be stuck again.
That's what the exact opposite. The exact opposite tells you that faster, if you know where it came from the store, then it's 50-50. And if you find it in the street, even though you actually know
where it came from the store. We're discussing the same thing about the street. We're talking about one specific case of Kavua, and it says it's a sausage. Because the idea about parish is, why don't I assume by extension that it's parish from the Kavuas? That the Kavuas is 50-50 instead of parish is
also 50-50.
Why only to the actual? If you come to ask me a shayla, I'm in my house, you're parish. You say, I went into one of the stores, I don't remember which store. So I tell you, cook a book and I come after them. So what's the difference if you went into one of the stores and you don't remember which? Or if some other fellow went into one of the stores and you found it in the street? It came from a Kavuas. Okay, you're on the track.
You go to the store,
you don't
know what the store is.
You go
to the store
in general.
When you
have to see him, Rav Chaim says Kol Kavua doesn't change the Metzius. Kol Kavua doesn't say you have to need a kasher, it doesn't change the Metzius. The Metzius is like meat is kasher and the meat of the meat is Christ. That's the Metzius. And therefore if I find meat in the street, I go according to life. if I went into a store and I bought the meat, so it still right is that it's kosher. Rav Chaim says all kol kavua k'mecha mecha dami means is that you can't rely on right when you went into the store. It's still a right. Because you can't rely on right if you went into the store. That's what Jesus said. You went into the store, you can't rely on right. But there is a right. The mitzvah is that there's right. So if it's punished, you go according to right. Because the kasha doesn't change the mitzvah. It doesn't change the facts. The facts are right in this kasha. And even if you went into a store and you came home, the fact is right in the meat is kasha. Just because there's a kasha, you don't go bust a right if you went into the store. Talk about it after that. That's how Rav Chaim answers the kasha. Rav Chaim is quoted in the Kodesh Yerim on Ksuvis, Ois Mem, short piece. That's basically what he says. He says, Kokobok, and that's enough to tell me fancy words, but they don't mean that the Messias was changed. It just means the Yom HaBas arrived in this Kavua. Rav Shimon, I think I told you once before, Rav Shimon's style is that if the Tzemes says something, that's the Messias. That's Rav Shimon's style. Remember we spoke, I think, about Rav Shimon said that if the Torah said you're not allowed to eat something, it's not food. Remember? Rav Shimon said if you're not allowed to eat something, it's not food. If you cook a piece of tredavela on Yom Tov and you eat it, you're Ivan Bishop. I Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. It's not food. It's poison. The Torah said that a piece of nevela of steak is not food. So it's not food, definitely. You had one other situation, I remember. But also, Rav Shimon said, this is it, this is the fact. What? Birkat Shisui Anah, even though she has Anah with it, but the Chesed is Anah, that's what Rav Shimon said. In the Kaddish of Shisui Anah, the idol lady, she's a Avayim, she had a lot of Anah from it, how can you say it's not worth the Pusha? Torah says, no, the Torah said, that's not Anah. She thinks it's Anah, she's foolish. She thinks it's Anah. It's not Anah, Torah said it's not Anah. Rav Shimon, it's the same thing. Kavur kol kavurat and after on after dami means it's 50-50. That's the fact. The meat, you think that it's right trace of meat? No. What's right kasha meat? No. Kol kavurat and after on after dami means in the eyes of halacha, half the meat is kasha and half the meat is trace. Half the meat in town is kasha, half the meat in town is trace. If you go into a store and you bought meat, kol kavurat and after on after makes a messias in the eyes of halacha, that half the meat is kasha and half the meat is trace. The fact is not that way. But the Eine Ahalacha, you have to meet his kasha, you have to meet his strength. So therefore, if Shimon asked the kasha, why do you say, call the parish, move the parish? You should say that call the parish is parish from the Makan Kadiyos. And if it was parish from the Makan Kadiyos, it's 50-50 again. Why don't you say that? So Shimon says, because they call the parish Meruba parish. If you find meat in the street, the suffix is this meat kosher or is this meat tray? The suffix is from where did it come? From where was it parished? From where did it come? The suffix isn't how much meat is there in town. But that is there's a kosher, 50-50. Call the parish Meruba parish is that you have to decide from where did it come? Did it come from a kosher source or from a treasure source? Did it come from a kosher butcher or a treasure source? Didn't Makai and Perishu site. In the Makai, it was Kavua called the man who was there. It was Pirish at a certain time. The time it was separated from its Makai and Kaviyas, where did it come from? Did it come from a Makai Kaviyas? Did it come from a place that's kosher? Did it come from a place that's trade? Look at Shimon. Are the meat in town, Kokovo Kanasa Nasadam? 50-50. The places are labeled. We know these nine places are kosher, and this one place is trade. We don't have a suffix about the place. So if I'm eating the street, like you said, the suffix from where did it come? What walking from your shoe site? What's the place it came from? If the suffix is where did it come from, on the butcher stores, you know, they're nine kosher, one trade, that's fine, we know the stores link. So if the suffix of called the parish, you have to judge where did it come from. If the suffix is where did it come from, so then you go call the parish. Well, that's why you go bust it right. That's what Shimon's mahalach.
Why do you have to do things for either way?
stuff is only where you went. The only templates are gone.
In which case, the kavua. In the case of kavua, the suffix is what?
Where did I go?
But the suffix didn't start from where did you go? You acquired the seed in the store. The suffix began in the store. I don't know which store. But when you got the meat, at that time the suffix wasn't which store you're in. The suffix wasn't the kosher meat tray. When the suffix began, when you went into the store, that's where the suffix was. So then the suffix is on the meat. Called the parish is a question of where it was parished.
Because
Rav Chaim holds, no, Rav Chaim says the Messias is right in this kasha. The only suffix that we have, the only thing we have is Tokabok and Akamasa means if you're in the store, when you're in the store, you can't go but to right. That's what Tokabok means. But the Messias is right. So if you're not in the store, you find it in the street, right. So you go but to right.
Why is it?
Why would I think the subject is how much meat there is? Isn't that what you yourself were saying when we learned to come to the garden?
So that's not the case there. Here's the case where one store has 10 animals,
and
another 9 stores have altogether 90 kosher animals.
Right. So now, if I find meat in the streets, the pashtus, I would think, kosher shouldn't. Like, okay, the pashtus. Is this meat kosher as a trade? Shouldn't say you can't do that. That's called the book of Mephra Mephra. That's 50-50. So that's 50-50. The why it's called a partial rule of part. Must be that we are judging not on the meat, we're judging on where it comes from. And being that we're judging from where it came from, you have 9 against 1, that it came from a kosher store. Now, I don't say Shimon is not a Kiddush, but according to Reb Shimon, you would understand the Chabad. Because if Shimon says the suffix is where did it come from, the question is Makis Rishusa. And the question is where did it come from, not is it kosher. And the Chabad is right. Who cares that the Trefa store has more meat than the kosher? It's best to walk in after that anyway. In the store, everything has a different cook and after that. The question is, where did it come from? The Chabad is right. Did this piece of meat walk out of that store? Did it walk out of that store? That's 9 out of 10. That is okay. Yes.
So you need to get rid of that subject. You still have your subject. Everyone's discussing whether you have this subject, all this subject. You have both things. Whether it's Chabad and whether it's going to the point.
It's true. The question is, what? Do we have a right? The question is, do we have a right to judge based on where did it come from? The bottom line is the meat kosher trek, no question. The difference of Chaim Shimon is whether we have a right to separate it, to say, I'm the subject of this piece, I'm the subject where it came from. That's my question. So, The meat, we don't know, we can't look at the meat to see if it's kosher or shrek. The meat is 50-50. How can you 50-50? The meat is 50-50. The kosher walking back to our message, it says the kosher, and the meat is 50-50. Doesn't matter how many kosher teas are on the trade, the meat is that the meat is 50-50. The question is only called the kosher. This is Rav Shimon's Mahalach. I agree that Rav Shimon's Mahalach is the biggest Kiddush. The Galata way is to go with the Chachas Sodom, and Shimon has an Arichas, he's trying to bring riots to this. But the bottom line is there are two ways to look at it. The Chavis Das, which was a Pella to us last time, is a little more explainable now. Go according to, because you had to judge, the what Bezna has to judge, where did he come from? If you look at it differently, you're fine. Just look at it differently. But there are two ways to look at Kol Deparish and Kol Kavok and Nafka Nafka. Now, in our Gemara, we have Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, Shad. Shad in the Sugya. And we have to try as as clearly as possible to try to get a clear handle on it. What's the suffix here? So Tosfos brings down Rashi. Let's see Tosfos. Haimu Tesha Chemiriyot. If you mash a perish a kuntris, when you're bedikah. Rashi says that the suffix is when you're bedikah. That's what I would think. It follows the previous Gemara. So what's the question? An akbar took a piece of meat, a chavit, and ran into a house. It's, I'm sorry, it didn't take a piece of meat. It took a piece of something. I don't know why. And ran into the house. So we don't know what it took. So if you saw the akbar take it from their source, from the pile, then you have a problem and you have to do a new bedika in the house. That's what Rashi should think. This is what you need to believe. That's not correct. Why? Because Kol Kavua connects our Mefza. What does that mean? Mefza Mefza means it's a suffix. Even you're talking about Mr. Daraisa, Kol Kavua connects our Mefza means it's a suffix like Kol Kavua. If you're talking about a suffix to Rabbanan, then Kol Kavua Kenefta Mefter is Mutter. If you have a case of Kol Kavua Kenefta Mefter where the issue is, and this is your body, then Kol Kavua is simply Tissi. You're allowed to be Nagel. So if the Dika's Chamez is only a Dechi of your body, then what's going on here? Then it should be Lakula. Then Kol Kavua, the Akma came and he took, it should be Lakula. Nearly a Shalimah, the Ayah is a Gashalimah, the Ayah, you have to be Mefter. That this whole city is taught in doubt, the person didn't do bittul. And if he didn't do bittul, then the fear of the deacons is fear of their lives. So that's the case. That's how he explains Rashi, but Tosfos himself is not going to be happy with this. You mean when the Gemara at the bottom of the oven happened next summer? We'll have to see. I'll see B'dikas Chametz HaRaisa. You hold on to it, we'll see. Okay, but when you're talking before Bittul, it's certainly a HaRaisa. And the Meila is a... And the Meila, Rashi would be good. This is the way Tosfos explains Rashi. Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that this is related to the Machlokes on Beis Avad Aleph. On what the Chiyuv B'dika is. Take a genius, take it out. And Beis Amid Aleph, right? Tosfos Shita was B'dikas Chametz is a Drabanan because of Shemiyah Lanin. And Rashi Shita was that B'dikas Chametz was a... somehow they write it by Rabbi Yamase. Shem Alei Batmane Yafa Yafa. Shash of the right. So Rashi, which is possibly would seem to fit a little better, even though we said that Rashi is only a chashash over there, right? But at least there's some aspect of something there, right? Anyway, Tosfos disagrees. Let's see Tosfos' track. Oy kashik, abi teshach anuya is lekach es kesefer. That's another good kashik. Do we have time? We'll answer as well. But by teshach anuya, there's no chazama. You don't know which store you went into. There's no chazama underneath. Abel hako, ufmiya chaz kusbanduk. Why don't we go back to chazaka? Dabar bodik ma'i. He loved her, she didn't buy the deacon. The house was never bothered. That's another cash on Rashi, this is a cash. That the house has a chesed hesed. The house was bothered. So hopefully we have time, we'll get back to this cash. Let's see what Tosfos says. Literally. Bleeding shay the akhba labayis the nimsa kabay. Yishari lachila ilah. Look at that. The akhba took, now what is it? It has to be something you can't recognize if it's from its stick or not. He took a piece of bread, you recognize it. He took a sponge cake. He took a sponge cake. And he took it into the house. It was 10 sponge cakes. And he took one into the house. And now you found the sponge cake. You took it. You want to eat it. You can't tell if it's chametz stick or pesach stick. So either you have a very poor chametz sticker baker, or a very good pesach sticker baker. You can't tell the difference. Yeah, you can brush, right? But, so you have this sponge cake. You can't tell if it's pesach stick or chametz stick. I guess if you really wanted to have a case without having to stretch the imagination, you could have a case where you have spoons. You have spoons. You have 9 pesach sticker spoons and 1 chametz sticker spoon. And an akbar, it wasn't an akbar, it was a cleaning glass. She took a spoon and she took it and she moved it into the pesach sticker kitchen. It came from that pile. And you know that in that pile you had whatever, you had to, now you can't tell, you can't recognize. So So if you say, wait, so it's just that the shayla here. If you say, kol kavukin, that's not after that. You still take one of the pieces of silverware into the kitchen. Kol kavukin, that's not after that. Even though it's that pile, knowing what Pesach did and what was coming today. And you know in the pile, you know which one it was. So I hope he's saying it'll be, now it's going to be a problem. You have Pesach take a set of forks. One fork you accidentally use will come. You play the kashrut. In the meantime, you put it on the side. In the meantime, they're all together, she knows his way. And the way he came, she took them into the other room. So Coco will ask, can I have some after them? Did they have a decide? You have to kashrut all of them, because every single spoon is kavua, can I have some after them? So that's Pesach's shot in our Gemara. The shayla is that you can eat the chametz. So Tosis learns, that's a second day Raisa. Because now is it not eat the chametz, eat the piece the akwa brought in. So the main law Tosis said, Kol kavur kanatzah, that's the dami. It's aser, called the parish rule of the parish.
He's saying
it's one of them, in this case will be aser.
He's saying it's like
Tosis. It's like Tosis. It will be a case where it was parished by itself, where the bread, one of them was parished by itself beforehand. The wind blew it out, or you originally separated something from it, and now an akbar, anyway, came and took it into the other room, then you say, call the parish, the little parish, and then you have no problem. Okay, this is Tyson's chat, just come on. It happens to be a good question. What happens if you say, call the parish, the little parish, in a situation where your father is going to do an issue? Yeah, alright, so that's. Okay, there's an issue, it's a machlokes to Rosh Hashanah, but it's a legitimate issue, but I am not going to go through it. But you're right. Lamaitz, a lot you couldn't use all 10. You couldn't use anybody. You still have to separate one. Okay. So this is Tysus' trick. The question is, why didn't Rashi learn like Tysus? Like, Tysus tells us why he didn't learn like Rashi. He has two passages on Rashi. What's the downside of Tysus' trick? You have to know, first of all, that this is Rashi and the Rambam are together on this. They both hold that our Gemara is totally in Zika, and Tosis and the Ravid are together. The Tosis and the Ravid both say our Sukkah is talking Le'inyan Achila, eating the Chametz. Okay, forget about the food case, just don't want to get confusing. Talking about real Chametz, real piece of food, you can't drop a Chametz Bikkur Pesach. Or a mouse, you could have Pesach, you don't have to oil your mouth, okay, nothing on it. The Tzlach says very cautious why Rashi didn't want to learn, why Tosis and why the Rambam didn't. For this, we have to remember, I was like, we have to remember something. Okay, we had a machlokes. Why is Chametz also the Mashal? Now, because Chametz is not part of the Shishim, Chametz is also the Mashal. Right, everyone knows. On Pesach, even one Kram, a Chametz is supposed to be a soup, the whole thing is us. Why? Why is Chametz us of the Nashim? Why is it from Rav Chametz? We said either. It's a Dav Shesh and Matiri. Whose Shita was that? And who was the Rav Shita? The Chametz is a Dav Shesh and Matiri. Since Chametz, Minatayah, is Mutter after Pesach, you hold on to it till after Pesach will be Mutter. So the Rambam Shita is that Chametz is a Dav Shesh and Matiri. And the main one, it's not possible. You don't go back to right. It's not possible to right. You don't go back to right. And if the Chametz is no din of right. That was the Rambam Shita. The Mordechai, we said the Rosh held that way, disagreed. What did they hold? The Chametz got the mash of wine. But it is a Chamiri, it is a Karis, plus a Levadik, probably a bubbly name. It's a Chametz, it is the Chametz, and that's why Chametz is also the mash. But the Slav, very nice. He says, Rashi hold by the Rambam. The Chametz is a Dabash Yeshua Matirim. So the Chametz is a Dabash Yeshua Matirim, so it's Bakal Barayim. So it's not Bakal Barayim. You don't say call the parish Lula parish. That's the rule. Any Dabash Yeshua Matirim, you don't go Basura. So what does Tosis say? If you have 10 pieces, 9 pieces of Pesach Tikka cake, or Pesach Tikka Matirim, and one Chametz Tikka Matzah, and one of them is parish. You go Basarai, that's like the Shita. Then I go back to Lina Achila, you want to eat that matzah, or that fudge cake. because you want to rely on Kol Parish and Ruba Parish. Rashi and the Rambam couldn't hold that way, because they hold that Chavis is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. And if Chavis is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin, so every Davish Yeshmai Matirin is Yoga Vatarai. So Mamela, you don't go Vatarai. It's very good if you don't go according to Rai. Why is the Davish Yeshmai Matirin? You don't go Vatarai. So it's very good.
That's why
Rashi couldn't hold like Tyson. Because achila is a darshan shematirin. You can just take this cake because you don't know what it is. Put it away from the Pesach and eat it then. Hadith, you don't have that option. Hadith, you can't put it away until you get down. But achila, put it away from the Pesach. And you won't have a shayla for this is Rashi. So Rashi and the Rambam hold that it's not talking about the achila because chametz is darshan shematirin. Taisvis and the Rises, they hold that it's not a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. So maybe we should toss them, because we said their Shita was that anything that's Chayzal Yisura comes back, next Pesach will be Yasser again. Any Yisra that never becomes totally worth it, Chayzal Yisura, it's not a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. So maybe we should toss them, it's not a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. So they can explain this way. So it works out, very Gishmat, that the Sugi is talking Gabe in Isser of Achila according to Taisus and the Rai. So the Tzvach is the Knej. The Tzvach says really it's more cautious to explain the Gemara like Taisus. Because why did Rashi say that our Gemara is talking with Gabe Achila? It's a problem because it's a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. Why didn't Rashi say our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the Chometz after Pesach is still Asim. Chometz Vachar Pesach is Asim Menatayra. Chometz Yehuda Shita Pesach is Asim Menatayra. So why didn't Rashi explain our Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Chometz is not a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. And then he can explain like Taisus is a more Pashtik Shat in our Gemara. So I said, why didn't Rashi explain the Gemara that way? Go with Taisus Shat. I said, Davish Yeshmai Matirin. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. The Chometz is not Davish Yeshmai Matirin. The Tzvach says, Rashi Bavar in this Kashi. You know which Rashi? Which Rashi Bavar in this Kashi? Which Rashi says? Rashi says, this Gealach is saying. Can't explain this Gemara to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass it to Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara is a list of halachis. It's going to halachas. It's not because Rashi doesn't usually write this way halachas. Especially when it's obvious in the Gemara that this way halachas. Rashi's bavari, he says, this way halachas. We have to explain this Gemara to halachas. La halacha, Chavit is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. Because we pass the Chavit Shabbat of our Pesach, it's not also in our time. So the Meila, it's very geschmack, and Rashi couldn't hold like Taisus. Rashi had to hold the Chavit Davish Yeshmai Matirin that our Gemara is talking about Gabi Yehuda. So we're saying now that Rashi holds like the Rambam, that Chometz is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. But the Tzvach goes on. He says there's a problem saying that Rashi holds Chometz is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. He says the Rosh in Sefer Tavay Gezara asks the following kasha. He also assumes that Rashi sees this Chometz is a Davish Yeshmai Matirin. But Rashi in Abay Dezara says the following thing. If you have a case where Chometz and one matzah of Chometz Tikka matzah, got confused with two Pesach Tikka matzahs, Rashi here says the following. Rashi says, take one of the three, crumble it up and throw it into the ocean, and the other two, you could feed to your animal, mutabana, or you could feed it to a guy, it's mutabana. The other two you're allowed to use. That's what Rashi says in Sefer Tavay Gezara. Now we have a tarubis of chametz, yadish v'yadish. One chametz tikka matzah, and two pesach tikka matzahs, and you're working in the kitchen, and they get combined. You don't know what's what. Take the megabe eating it, chametz also the masher, you can't eat it. Megabe yisurei hanah, for yisurei hanah, you can take one, throw it into the yam, and the other two are mutabana. That's what Rashi says. See this? Well, he's talking in the case of not a question of called the parsha called kavua, but a case of bittul. Well, you know what it is in the kitchen. It got the mittens. The rush if, but it comes to davar sheyesh matirin, according to Rashi Shita. And it comes to davar sheyesh matirin, so there should be no hesed. There should be no such hesed. What's the hesed? It's going away. Use the other two. It's davar sheyesh matirin. You can wait for it to pay. That's it. To answer this, the Tzlach refers to his klal. The klal that Tzlach has in five or six places, the klal of davar sheyesh matirin, that's an important klal, which I'm going to start from scratch to explain it, and then we'll come back here. It's a klal you should remember. The first place that I'm aware of this klal, that is klal, is in his tshuvas. What are tshuvas from the Tzlach, remember? By the Yehuda. He had the following shayla. A man wanted to marry a certain woman. This woman was pregnant. The halacha is an issur d'rabbanan to marry a pregnant woman, whatever reason. Mubelet chaveira is not allowed to get married. Someone who's pregnant from a different man is not allowed to get married. However, that's only true if she's pregnant from a Jewish man. If she's pregnant from a non-Jew, I don't know who would want to marry her, but the halacha is that you're allowed to marry. And that was the case. The case was, a woman was pregnant, but she did not know from whom she was pregnant. She was raped, she was forced. She doesn't know if a Jew or a guy was Mizana with her. And she was pregnant, and she wanted to get married, Muberes Chaveira. But Muberes Chaveira is not allowed to get married, but it was a son. Is she a Muberes from a Jew, or is she a Muberes from a guy? So, a Rav Paskin, that it's a Suffolk Derabbanan, the instance to marry a pregnant woman is a Suffolk Derabbanan. And since it was a Suffolk, I guess the case was, it was 50-50, that she was a Zana with a guy or a Yid. There's no right. So, the Safi Dramala is a Kula. That's how a certain Rav passes. Safi Dramala, Kula, you can make the Chasma. What? So that's what a Rav passes. That it's a Safi Dramala, a Kula, and everything's okay. Here's the second Rav. And he said that the first Rav made a mistake. Made a mistake. He was Mako because Safi Dramala and Kula. That's not true. Because we don't say Safi Dramala and Kula by a double sheesh one matirin. There's something that will have a head to later. Right? And something about Makula you don't say by double sheesh one matirin. So here, it's a double sheesh one matirin. She's not going to be pregnant forever. Eventually she'll give birth. You have to wait, I don't know how many months pregnant she was, but by 9 months she's going to give birth. She won't be Muberes Chaveira anymore. She says then she'll be Menekes. If she nurses, she'll be Menekes Chaveira. So she'll have to wait another, however long you have to wait for Menekes Chaveira. But eventually she'll become mother. It's a davar sheyesh matirin. You don't say davar sheyesh matirin. So the second rav held that this was a toss, and they came to the Nevi Yehuda to pass. Nevi Yehuda set aside in davar sheyesh matirin. What is the logic of davar sheyesh matirin? The simple reason for davar sheyesh matirin is because we tell somebody, I should take a little bit. The logic of davar sheyesh matirin is, why do it today? And you have a suffix iser, wait a few months and you can do it. It's a heter gamur. That's the logic of davar sheyesh matirin. Why is the standard case of davar sheyesh matirin? So you have an egg. They should know the young, it's an egg. That was born on Yantif, Suffolk if it's born on Yantif. So it's a Suffolk, if you say Suffolk to Rabbanon Akula, she'd be allowed to eat the egg. So no, why should she eat the egg on Yantif? And it's a Suffolk to Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon is not allowed to eat an egg. That's born on Yantif. Wait till after Yantif, eat the egg after Yantif, and you'll eat up the heather. Because that's our halakha. Rabbi Shesha Matirin, rather than eating the egg on Yom Tov and slip it, if you're allowed to eat it, wait till after Yom Tov and you're allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Shesha Matirin. Comes the night of Yehuda, and he says the following. The only time you say the rule of Rabbi Shesha Matirin is as something that you're going to consume. You're going to eat. You're going to eat the egg. You can only eat it once. Either you can eat it now, or you can eat it tomorrow. So we say, what's the difference to you? What are you going to tell the husband? I should take one of the ifs, or take one of the bad. Why get married now? You can get married 9 months from now. And they will say, what are you talking about? I want to be married to her now and 9 months from now. Being married to a woman is not something you do once and it's finished. You continue, you hopefully for a very long time, you'll be married until the day you die. So, the Navy says there's no rule of Dabba Shay Matirin by something I could do now and later. If I could do it now and do it later, there's no logic to say, Asha Techlanu the Isser, instead of getting married now, get married later. What's the difference to you? There's a very big difference. If I get married now, I'm mutter with her now. And later, you say 9 months from now, you should. 9 months from now, I plan to still be married to her. I'm getting married now, I want to be married now and later. That's not a Dabba Shay Matirin.
You can eat the food after
the door. To it. What?
You can eat the food after the door.
You can eat the food once.
So the question is now or later?
So the question is, am I going to eat that now or later? So Rabbanan said, you know, the Dabba Shay Matirin, instead of eating it now with a suffix yisr, eat it tomorrow to heaven. It makes sense, you only can eat it once. So you can have a certain amount of pleasure from it. Instead of having the pleasure now, have the pleasure tomorrow.
What do you mean?
So, okay, it could be out. You do it now. For that amount, because God said, don't do it today, do it tomorrow. But by marriage, you're going to be, you want to be married to today and later. There's no line that doesn't say, I should have learned this, I should have learned that. Instead of now, do it later.
Yeah, but what
do
you want to do
when you're going to be self-conditioned
or
self-conditioned? That's a body condition. If I get married, it's a body condition. Especially am I allowed to marry her? Are they allowed to marry her? No, for God. When they're married, they're married. Just the chachilia is supposed to marry a mubayat chavayat.
I mean,
I don't want to, what are you talking about? Right now, I have a suffix or a bottle of cooler. That's the chachilia. Suffix or a bottle of cooler, you can be makel. The only problem is, if there's this logic of Rabbi Shesha Matirin, that why do it now, do it later. That logic, Rabbi Shesha Matirin doesn't apply. The suffix of abundance is mutter. There's no question of suffix of abundance is mutter. It's only the Dabba Shay Matirin that is a problem. This is not a Dabba Shay Matirin. The same thing that Slach says in Beya. If you have an egg that's laid on suffix laid on Yom Tov, suffix of abundance, so you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, you have to wait till after Yom Tov. What about the Issa Muhtar? Touching it, handling the egg. Let's say you want to handle the egg for whatever reason. You want to use the egg, I don't know, you want to use it as a prop or something. Are you allowed to use the egg? You want to put it on your Kaira for you know, for the bed. Maybe the royal egg you can't use. But it's something that you want to use, not eat. The smart says that's mutter. If you want to cook it and use it for your bay on the Kaira. So Tzach would say, it's mutter. You can't say, instead of using it today, use it tomorrow. I'm going to use it tomorrow. I want to use it today also. There's no Dabba Shay Matirin on that. That's Dabba Shay
Matirin.
Yeah, there were people who used eggs to hold up their bed. Sounds very strange, doesn't it? They did it. Now, the reason they used eggs to hold up their bed was a weird thing to do, right? Because they were snakes. They were poisonous snakes. They were afraid of them. If a snake would disturb an egg, and the two points of an egg are very, very strong. You can't squash an egg, no matter how hard you try, from the two points. You can try. No, not going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think I'm crying, but there's nothing. If you, from the side, it's very fragile. They used to put under a crib or a cradle, they would put four eggs, I mean, they would have to get it to stand, you understand, somehow. And that way, if a small animal came, or a snake came, and tried to climb up and tilted the cradle a little bit, it would fall. And the crib would fall, and hopefully it would fall on the animal. If it wouldn't fall on the animal, it would make a ruckus, and people could come running in. That's something that people used to do. So I didn't want to use it to that, but then I didn't think anybody knew that, so I said, example of a Kairos. But, tried to camp one time. It's not the thing you would try and camp, right? Anyway, the bottom line is that the Yudhik cloud, the Gavaldik is a cloud. It's a fantastic cloud. That it's an exception. Darishish material is only on things that you consume. Darishish material does not apply to things that you can use today and use again at a later day. Now this cloud has many applications. Another case where it comes up. A person, does that happen to you, especially in the summer? What? What would be? And the Muktzah Tzach says there's no Muktzah Muktzah. So it's on the cool, you're out of handle yet. Because that you're going to topple again. It's black, I think it's going to have an hour for a day. Another case, which comes up very often in the summer, did ever happen that, you know, you have to wait, you have to place it, you have to wait 6 hours, most, according to the meaning of most of us, you have to wait 6 hours to eat milachis. In the summer it happens, and now when you get to Shal Shul, there's not a Shal. Now actually if they could come out at night, the same Shal. The person's not sure exactly when, you know, you finish the Shal. Like at what time exactly? So it comes at 7 o'clock at night, and you're going to Suda Shlishit, or nowadays you're going to, you're going out to Hamlav Malka, and you want to have an ice cream. But you don't remember, is it within 6 hours? Aggravated, somehow people get very aggravated when they can't remember. But the whole thing is a nuisance in the first place, the whole 6 hours. And now you don't remember, is it 6 hours, is it 6 hours? Have a great cruelty. The truth is, what should be the date? Yom HaSupik is within 6 hours or not. Eating within 6 hours is a drabbatim. Drabbatim, cool. If Yom HaSupik, if it's legitimate, it's not. So drabbatim, cool. Only thing is, the Dabshish HaMatirin. Why eat the ice cream at 7 o'clock when you're Masupik? You could eat the ice cream at 8 o'clock when you're a rabbi. So this says in the Dr. Chuba says, according to the Nag Yehuda, it's good. Because here the shine was not on one ice cream. Am I right? Just one ice cream. So that means, no, we didn't like it. Shine, can I eat milachis? There's a lot of milachis in the world. You tell me, don't eat milachis now, you can eat milachis at 8 o'clock. Not, let's eat milachis at 8 o'clock. I want to eat milachis at 7 o'clock also. The Shaila isn't, should I eat it now or later? The Shaila is, should I eat it now, and then later I'll be allowed to eat it again too? So the Dr. Shulah says that, and it could be seen in the Tiskei Shulah on the page in Batei Mechaleh, that if you hold like this, that this is a hetzer for Dov Shesha Matir. That it's not a Dov Shesha Matir, because I want to be able to eat milchis now and eat milchis later. I want to be able to eat it both times. So I want to be able to eat it both times. Then there's no, not the subject of Gavaldik and Ayyudah, I guess, application of Halal. Now, what? The what? So he says, like, what the Lady Beauty, so it's up to Slack, getting back to our Gemara, and to the Rosh Kasha. When you have a Suffolk Chavitz, if the Suffolk is on one particular piece of Chavitz, not a Suffolk, like milchis, I can't eat all milchis. This is this piece of suffix. The Achor brought a suffix into that. It took called the parish, little parish. One piece was parish, and the Achor brought it to me. And now I don't want to know, but can I eat it? Shout out this chavis. So when you're talking about Israel Achila, it's a Dov Shesha Matir. Instead of eating the chavis now, I should put it away until after Pesach. And after Pesach, I'll be allowed to eat it to Hesed. So Israel Achila, chavis is a Dov Shesha Matir. Isurei hanah. Now it's true. Some types of hanah are hanahs which are consumed. You give it to your animal to eat. You can't do it once. But the shame isur, the isur hanah includes any type of hanah. There are hanahs which don't consume things. There are times when you can use it to hold things up, or you could use it to make the table look full of food. You want to put more food on the table to look plenty, even though it's not going to get eaten. There are plenty of situations where they have now a chasna, the latest, you saw? They serve the soup in a bowl, which is shellac to shellac, and hollowed out. They take out all the inside of the roll, and they throw it out. That's one of the fancy ways. They make a bilkula, big bilkula. They hollow out all the soft in the inside, and actually throw that in the garbage. And they shellac it, and they serve the soup in it. More than that, the top of the bilkula, which they cut off, they put back on over the soup, so that now when you get served it, the soup is nice and hot on the inside. See, the same people, you know, the desire says that it's a gula not to throw out crumbs. You ever saw Yidden? That the crumbs, they don't want to throw out the crumbs on the table. It's a gula not to waste crumbs of crumbs, of bread, lechem, not throw away crumbs. But these whole bilkulas, they clean out the inside. You understand that, of course, they sell it in the store afterwards. And the outside, you see what the garbage looks like when they collect the soup. They're collecting all these rolls and it's on the same garbage. That's the label. So you see, you have a taste, the Feirish, the Chavit could have a hanok. Yeah, you can make a bowl out of it. So it's up to Tzlach. The Tzlach says that, no. The Tzlach says, Yisurei hanok, it's not a Gavishu Shematim. So what was the Rashi's kasha on Rashi? The Rashi, in fact, the Kabbalah of Sarah said that if Chavit gets mixed with matzah, and one of them you'll have to throw one of the yam and have hanok on the other two, I said, Zav Shem Shem Atirin. So the Tzach, no. Yisurei hanok don't have a rule of Zav Shem Shem Atirin. Yisurei hanok do not have this cloud. This is a Tzlach cloud. It's probably in six or seven places, Shas and Yehuda. In addition, it's known as the Yehuda's rule. It's just a Tshuva. I'll bring it in a third place, which I forgot to mention. Maybe I'll mention tomorrow. Those of you who are learning Tarubis or learn Tarubis, remind me, I'll show you a Tshuva. Brings us down without the case I didn't mention.